GM is still making drastic cutbacks here in the U.S. Yesterday, it announced that it will shut down more than half of its North American production facilities for up to 10 weeks this summer. That sent shudders through the many companies that supply auto parts. From member station WKSU in Cleveland, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
About 75 people work here at ComCorp Industries, a metal stamping plant located in an old brick factory that's been making auto parts on Cleveland's east side for more than 20 years. A few years ago, about 200 people worked here making headlight components for GM, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, and Honda, and the rhythmic sounds from the oily, massive 20-foot-tall presses were much louder.
Ordinarily, if business conditions are really strong, most of these presses would be running, you know, but when you're running at 50% of capacity, you know, you're typically running two or three presses versus 10, 15 presses that would ordinarily be running on a normal schedule.
That's company president Tom Stanchup, who says ComCorp has already gone through a wave of layoffs and some remaining employees are working reduced hours. At this point, he's not quite sure what impact GM's extended summer furloughs will have.
Typically in the auto industry, July is a very difficult month for us anyways, because most of them are changing over models, and a lot of them they shut down for a couple weeks in July. Extending it out 9 weeks is obviously going to have an impact on us.
There are about 25 workstations in ComCorp's parts inspection department. Today, only 6 people are checking the small metal pieces for imperfections before shipping them out. Department Supervisor Marcy Balishan says news of GM's long summer furlough just adds to the constant drumbeat of cringe-inducing economic news.
And it is a little bit scary, you know, with the way things are going on, because you're going day to day, and you keep watching the news and stuff with everything that's going on, and it's a concern, you know, to whether or not you can survive and if this is going to recover soon, you know, and how long it's going to take.
While government and auto industry officials struggle with turnaround plans, auto industry analyst Patrick Anderson says GM's extended furlough could be the last straw for many small parts suppliers.
These suppliers are often so close right now to the edge that I do think it's going to force, unfortunately, a lot of good companies into bankruptcy or into very close to it. So it's a very, very damaging episode in what has been a very, very damaging story.
ComCorp President Tom Stanchup believes his company is fairly stable right now, in large part because it makes more complicated stampings, ones less likely to be outsourced to cheaper overseas manufacturers. But he says it's the wait and the uncertainty that makes his planning so difficult.
If General Motors goes bankrupt, then we can make the adjustments that we need to make, and the consumer will know where General Motors stands and where Chrysler stands. So it's really important for them to make the decision and make it quickly, and move on.
The Obama administration's auto task force has given GM and Chrysler until the end of this month to come up with plans to save themselves and, in the process, hopefully keep their parts suppliers in business, too. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.